Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Is something burning? No, it's just time for the WIP Evening Show Hot Stove Check-In.
Yes, it is that time of night. The Evening Show Hot Stove Check-In, which now starts to become Clearwater Check-In with the Phils and spring training underway. Aaron Nola re-signed. Real Muto announced, and we await Bryce Harper or Manny Machado, and we're going to start off the Hot Stove Check-In tonight with a guy who I heard him yesterday ask a question down at the press conference, and I know he's bouncing around now. We know he'll be with the Yankees during the season. He's with us with the Eagles. I hear him on the weekends. He's everywhere. He's Ricky Ricardo. He's on with me right now. How you doing, Rick?
What's the dealio, Joe Gilio?
How you been, man?
Look, it's been fun. It's been a fun end of the football season, obviously, and now a very intriguing beginning to the hot stove and the baseball season. Because I think we are watching, Joe, we are watching the beginning right now. We are watching the beginning of the negotiations for the next collective bargaining agreement covered up as free agency 2018-2019. You're seeing the first salvos of what will be the negotiations eventually between, and it could be Tony Clark, maybe it's not, and the people who are going to represent the owners, but I really do think baseball is going through a major metamorphosis, the way the game is played, the way that the business is run, and I think very slowly we're starting to see the pieces of the puzzle of what will be baseball, the next phase of Major League Baseball for 2020 and beyond, and it has started with last year's free agent class. And if this doesn't tell you this year, the way things are happening this year, if this doesn't make it very clear to a baseball fan that you've got free agency the way it's going at a snail's pace, where it's rather obvious, we're not talking just two guys, Joe, as you know, that are unsigned. We're talking a long list of very, very good baseball players. The talk of some of these basic rule changes to the game, the universal DH, and whether it's two hitters, three hitters, you're talking about a complete upheaval of the way the game is played on the field and the way the business of baseball is conducted off the field. I truly believe that this is just a slow-rolling beginning to what is the negotiations for the next CBA and the way that this sport is going to change. And maybe it's in a good way. Maybe this is a positive thing. I'm not trying to throw cold water on this, but I think this is going to be the new MLB under Rob Manfred, and we're watching everything take place slowly but surely right before our very eyes.
Yeah, Ricky, I agree with you. And I think it's hitting us really in the face here with Harper Machado, because everything the last couple of years has started to trend this way, where it takes a long time in free agency and teams are really holding the line and not wanting to overpay to a crazy amount anymore. But these guys, Ricky, this was supposed to be different, because these were the rare free agents, 25-year-old, 26-year-old free agents, great players. These are usually, like, when guys like this hit the market, like A-Rod in 2000, it resets the market. It changes everything. And yet, we're on February 14th, and they don't seem like they're ready to sign. And you have teams like the Phillies and the Yankees, to an extent, with the Machado interest they have, that just are unwilling to go crazy for them and are going to kind of wait them out. We've never seen this before when players like this hit the market.
These are young players. This is not the Robinson Cano, the contract ends at 39, 40 years of age deal. This is not the Albert Pujols, contract ends at 40, 41-year-old deal. You would think that two position players of this caliber at 26 years of age would be the difference. But don't get blinded by just these two players. You've got guys like Dallas Keuchel just sitting there. In years past, Joe, a talented left-handed starting pitcher, fully healthy. No interest in Dallas Keuchel, and pitchers and catchers have already reported? You're talking about a healthy innings eater like my buddy Gio Gonzalez, who I had a nice long conversation with today. Joe, zero interest. No major league contract offers so far for a guy like Gio Gonzalez. Second year in a row that a productive, relatively young third baseman like Mike Moustakas gets zero, and was forced last year to go back on hands and knees to the Kansas City Royals, and then eventually get traded to the Brewers, you know, for a pennant drive. You know, we could go down the list of players that are talented, that could help major league teams, and are sitting there waiting by the phone. I am convinced, Joe, that we are seeing the transformation of the new Major League Baseball, and we have been watching it for the last couple of years in stages, and I don't think we've even realized what we have been witnessing with the shift, with the opener. Just the way the unorthodox changes in the way we play the game, and now we're watching it in the way that the owners conduct the business of the game. I think what we knew as Major League Baseball, maybe just, let's just even say during the Charlie Manuel era, let's look at that era, what we're going to see in the next couple of years moving forward is going to be a vastly different sport, the way it is played, the way the rules are, and the way the business is conducted.
Ricky, do you think baseball is becoming too smart for its own good? And what I mean by that is not the owners and not paying players exactly what they're worth now, but just driving fan interest. You know, there used to be a time, and you know it, there were a lot of owners, but George Steinbrenner up in New York was the biggest of this, that would make a splash to make a splash, and the fans would get excited. It wouldn't always work out. A lot of times it wouldn't, but the hot stove, that's kind of where it all came from, and now it feels like all these GMs generally are from the same generation, went to the same kind of school, on the same kind of thinking, and they're all smart, but it makes it not as much fun because you kind of know none of them are going to overpay, none of them are going to go crazy, and like the juice of the offseason is gone now.
Well, the shift took away a lot of the juice to the game on the field, and now you're watching the quote-unquote shift off the field. This is the shift the way business is done, the same way you saw the shift on the field. Let's look at the Bryce Harper situation. And I know, Joe, because you are a very thorough guy, you know your numbers, you do your homework. I don't think I have to tell you the difference between A-Rod's war, his wins above replacement, when Tom Hicks basically just handed him a blank check at 25, 26 years of age when he became a Texas Ranger. A-Rod's war was over 10. You're talking about Bryce Harper's war being a 1.3, if I'm not mistaken?
Yeah, that was it last year, yep.
Yeah, so you're talking the analytics of the game, not just on the field, but off the field. Joe, how many players could you get for 1/100th of what Bryce Harper is asking for to give you the same war that Bryce Harper gave you last year? You know, to answer your question, is baseball outsmarting itself? I would tend to argue maybe baseball has come to its senses to a certain extent. Now, in years past, obviously when you had guys like you mentioned, the Steinbrenners of the world, and you had, you know, the Brad Corbett's in Texas, and you had the Ted Turner's in Atlanta, you know, you had flamboyant personalities that would make money even if the team didn't win. The New York Yankees were a headline machine. And just the hype of that organization until they started winning, the hype itself was enough to make that organization profitable. They didn't become the billion-dollar franchise that they are today and Forbes' most, you know, valuable franchise just since Joe Torre and Derek Jeter started winning World Series. This has been a process, Joe, as you know, that began with Reggie Jackson, with Dave Winfield, with then the lean years and the suspension of George Steinbrenner. You know, this has been a process that has taken a long, long time. And now you're watching the Philadelphia Philly franchise transform itself from the traditional Carpenter family, Dave Montgomery. Now you've got a guy who could be could be a modern-day type of maverick, strong, I'm not going to say flamboyant, but young, powerful, energetic owner, in Philadelphia the way that John is. And just being around him, there's an energy about this man that you sense that he will go the extra mile to bring this city a winner. But at the same time, this man is no fool. He is not going to do something foolish for the sake of good headlines or to have Jack Fritz come off of a length that may cost him in the long run embarrassment and not be practical and have good business practice.
Ricky Ricardo joining us here for the Hot Stove Check-In. Ricky, what do you think about this Phillies offseason so far? And it's been a good one. And Matt Klentak today decided to call it objectively excellent, which I thought was interesting considering his opinion can't be objective on it. He's the one that made these moves. But it's been good. I mean, they brought in some good players. Segura, McCutchen, I know you saw a little bit at the end of the season up in New York. Robertson, mm-hmm. who we both have seen for a long time and what he's done with the Yankees. And then, you know, capping it off last week with JT Realmuto. What do you think about what the Phillies have done so far?
Let's take the two names. Just for the sake of argument, let's say Harper was still under contract with the Nationals and Manny Machado was still a Dodger or an Oriole, whatever you want to put him. Without those two guys, this offseason, if you look at the Phillies offseason, assuming that those two guys weren't still out there, they would have won the winter. I truly believe that. They made a move to get a once every 25-year catcher, not just with the bat, but the way he's going to control this pitching staff and call the game in JT Realmuto. And they gave away a potential, and there's the key word, a potential stud pitcher. How many times, look, we thought that Doug Drabeck's kid was a potential stud pitcher when he was sent to the Blue Jays in the Roy Halladay deal, okay? Whatever happened to Kyle Drabeck?
Not much. He got hurt.
How many Sixto Sanchez's haven't we seen come down the pike? When you can get a proven commodity, still very, very young, and with the personality, and just the way he goes about his business, a guy like JT Realmuto, that you can't give him a high enough grade, and I'm talking about Klentak. It's A++++++. When you're talking about restructuring your infield with a guy like Gene Segura, the moves he's made, I absolutely agree that is, regardless of whether they do anything else, this already has been a very successful offseason. It'll be the cherry on top if they can sign one of these two guys. But, Joe, if they were to make a deal for either Harper or Machado, and I'm 50-50 one way or the other as far as thinking that they are or aren't. I'm at the point now where just wake me up when they sign. It has got to be a team-friendly deal. They just made a very team-friendly deal with Aaron Nola. Okay, you've got a guy. Was Aaron Nola that far behind Jacob DeGrom this past season, Joe?
No, he wasn't. DeGrom was better, but not by a lot.
Not by a lot. And who's going to make more money this year? Jacob DeGrom is getting and he's not getting enough, but he's getting $17 million.
Nola's going to make four.
And Nola's going to make $4 million. So this organization is making moves that are team-friendly, that gives them the capacity to make a splash. But I'm telling you, right now, a splash, the key word in making a splash is making a smart, intelligent splash. That's the category you put the Nola contract under, the Realmuto trade under, the deal that brought Segura. These are all smart moves, not just good moves, but smart moves for today and moving forward.
Ricky, I always appreciate you hopping. I know you're a busy guy around this time of year, hopping around from Clearwater to Orlando to New York. So thanks for hopping on. You have a good night, and we'll do this again soon before opening day.
Yeah, I'll be back on an airplane back to camp sometime tomorrow. And I'm really looking forward to when we get to these first full squad workouts next week. And honestly, Joe, to tell you the truth, I don't think either one of those two guys is going to be signed, sealed, and delivered. It might even get to St. Patrick's Day.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. All right, Rick. I appreciate it, man. Have a good night.
Anytime.
There he goes. Ricky Ricardo, the Hot Stove Check-In there. Some good stuff. And he's not wrong about how baseball has gotten smarter. All these GMs, like, they're all the same guy. Like, they're all Ivy League educated. They're all around the same age. They all value players similarly. It's why you don't have it. There's no more. You know what would be fun for the baseball offseason? A dumb team or two. Like, we thought it might be here, the stupid money. And I think if Middleton was all by himself, there would be stupid money. But you have Klentak saying, no, no, we're going to do it smart. We're going to wait. We're going to be patient. Hopefully, it pays off. All right, a couple things to play here, and then one note on Arrieta from today down in Clearwater. Let's play Rhys Hoskins first here, Tofori. Rhys Hoskins today talking, of course, about the same thing we're all talking about. Machado, Harper, these guys are unsigned, and here's his take on the whole thing.
Can you give Philadelphia any hints about what's going on out there?
I have not, no. Look, it's kind of a shame that this guy's still waiting to see where he's going to be. Both of these guys, right? I think there's over 100 free agents left or close to it. Obviously, like I've said, I hope we end up with one of these guys. They're a generational talent, and it's a shame that these guys don't have jobs.
You still feel like the Phillies will have one of them? You still have that gut feeling?
I think so, yeah.
And every time that he says that, I go back to the fact that his agent now is Scott Boras, who represents Bryce Harper. So does Rhys know something? I don't know, but he might, and he might have an idea, and I think all the Phillies have an idea. They're going to get one of these guys. The other thing I wanted to play here was Aaron Nola from his press conference, because I actually felt a little bad for Aaron, because he's a soft-spoken guy. He's not going to make the attention about him. That press conference became about the Phillies' offseason, became about Harper Machado. It was supposed to be about Aaron Nola and his new contract. Here's Nola on, here he is talking about his contract and what this all means to him.
Play for my teammates for all. I mean, shoot, a lot of them are here today. I wasn't really expecting this. It's pretty cool. Thank you, guys. But for me, it's not that they know that. I'm not just here to play for the money. I'm here to win. Here to play for my teammates and, you know, maximize my potential.
And I believe him. You know, a lot of athletes say that, and it sounds like, yeah, it's nonsense. Aaron Nola seems like a really... And I don't mean this in a derogatory way, simple guy. I mean that in not a derogatory way. Like baseball, his family, fishing. I read a story last year. He's from Louisiana and he likes to fish and all that kind of, like, he just seems like it doesn't matter. I can't imagine Aaron Nola's life changing a lot because he's got this contract now. And I don't expect his pitching to change. And I'll tell you, he just feels to me like the guy that you put him in October, he's going to have ice in his veins. Like, I have no doubt Aaron Nola is going to pitch his butt off when this team gets to October, and hopefully that is this year. Last thing for tonight's Hot Stove. So Jake Arrieta, we found out yesterday that Jake Arrieta had surgery on his knee, left knee, for a torn meniscus. Now yesterday, Gabe Kapler said that the surgery happened last month, he's going to be on track for the season, he's not behind, he's fine, and that they understood that the injury happened to him during a workout this offseason, and they got cleaned up, taken care of. Well, today, Jake Arrieta had a different story. Today, Jake Arrieta told reporters that he heard it last year in late June, and he pitched the second half of last year with a torn meniscus in his knee, which, if that is true, could potentially explain this. So last year, in the first half of the year, Arrieta's ERA was 3.23. Second half of the year, 5.04. He may have been hurt that whole second half. The weird part was that Gabe Kapler didn't know, and he was told today for the first time by reporters that Arrieta had told them that he heard it in June. So I don't know what the truth is, but it may have been Arrieta hiding an injury throughout the second half of the season last year. Part of me says, okay, you're toughing it out for the team because they need you. The other part says, hey, Jake, if you're hurt, tell them so they can put you on the DL and you can get your knee cleaned up and you could pitch better and get healthy. Hopefully it holds up this year. 888-729-9494, #9494. That is how you come back. That's how you hop in. We'll come back with you guys on the phone line. Three question Thursday. You guys could hop in. We got a little bit more time to qualify you for tickets to head out to see, well, what we're going to talk about on the other side. On Saturday night, we have four pairs of tickets, and we're qualifying you on Three Question Thursday to the Cage Fury Fighting Championships over at the Hard Rock Casino, the Edis Arena, the best regional mixed martial arts. It's back for its biggest event in modern history. Tickets available now, hardrockcasinoatlanticcity.com, or you could join us and play a little Three Question Thursday, and we're going to have Jonathan Webb joining us at 9:30 tonight to talk about the bout and everything coming up on Saturday night. 888-729-9494 on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.